Jihadi bride Shamima Begum now claims she could be valuable counter-terror asset for UK. By Nathaniel Charles on January 28, 2022. British-born ISIS jihadi bride Shamima Begum has offered another pretext under which she may sidestep the ban on her returning to the UK, and has offered the UK Prime Minister a plan to help Britain defeat Islamic terror. In her latest effort to try and win back her British citizenship, ISIS bride Shamima Begum claims she has the tools to stop children from getting radicalized by groups like the Islamic State, in an interview with GB News this week from a refugee camp in northern Syria. Begum, 22, said she thought it is important for her to tell the government how she should be recruited to prevent radicalization in the future for other people. Begum did not disclose the exact details of her technique to prevent radicalization. The former jihadi bride, who left Bethnal Green, London, to travel to the Islamic State as a teenager, wished to convert the message to Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, that the fight against terrorism is not a one-man job, it's multiple people with multiple skills. In previous media interviews, Begum has claimed that she was groomed by extremists online and taken advantage of and manipulated into coming. When Begum aged 15 and two of her friends Amira Abbas, 15, and Khadija Sultana, 16, left Britain in 2015 to marry Islamic State fighters. Both Abbas and Sultana are believed to have been killed during an airstrike. Begum also indicated that she was abused and possibly beaten by her Islamic State husband, and denied that she had sewn ISIS fighters into suicide vests, of which she had previously been accused. The allegedly reformed terrorist's friend Hoda, who is another ISIS defector, sat with Begum during the interview, claimed they had to be careful what they said and couldn't talk freely to GB News in the refugee camp, due to fears of reprisals from ISIS sympathizers who have access to the internet and phones despite them being prohibited in the camp. Begum suggested that when people speak out against Islamic terror, tents in the Syrian refugee camp get burned, and this has happened more regularly in the past few months. Speaking to Breitbart London, former Grenadier Guardsman and Northern Ireland veterans campaigner Roy Brinkley said the United Kingdom didn't require the help of a girl who betrayed our country and has blood on her hands. Brinkley suggested that Britain should never negotiate with terrorists and highlighted if Begum was genuinely repentant, why hadn't she already handed over any knowledge she had that could avert future terrorism incidents? The veteran guardsman called for the government to stand by their decision to never let Begum back into the UK. As if they did ever decide to reinstate her citizenship, the government would betray all veterans and soldiers who have fought ISIS and died or had their blood spilt in a foreign land. The runaway terrorist had her British citizenship revoked in 2019 while in Syria by then Home Secretary Sajid Javid. This came as no surprise at the time, as a week before Javid's verdict, Begum expressed no remorse for her decision to join ISIS, saying in an interview that when she saw a decapitated head from one of ISIS's many victims, her first thought was, "Oh, what has this man done to Muslim women and Muslim children," and that it didn't faze her at all. In a separate interview, Begum declared the bombing of an Ariana Grande concert in Manchester that killed 23 innocent people as justified due to the conflict between ISIS and the West. Since losing her citizenship, Begum has ditched her traditional Islamic dress for a more Western look of a loose top, jeans and a baseball cap.